Senator Street says President Trump's decision to stop subsidy payments for policies under the Affordable Care Act will hike insurance premiums for Pennsylvanians by an average of 30%. The senator, who is Democratic chairman of the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee, says lawmakers, the Wolf administration, and insurance companies are trying to shift federal money around to cover insurance costs for those on the Affordable Care Act exchange.
So for some populations, for instance, in the lowest tier population, the Pennsylvania plan has been set up by the Wolf administration in a way that we can leverage other federal dollars and subsidies that track with the person individually to offset money that we're going to be losing. So we'll increase Pennsylvania's share of other monies to help mitigate the impact on those individuals.
He says insurance companies have agreed to offer more affordable policies here in Pennsylvania.
We've worked with insurance providers to have the commission approve additional products that will offer more categories of products so that some essential services can be obtained for a more reasonable price to help keep more people in the market.
And Senator Street says the administration will put out several reminders about the new limit on times people can sign up for the Affordable Care Act.
The Wolf administration and the Pennsylvania Insurance Commission are going to step up their outreach to mitigate against the reductions in the outreach and marketing campaign by the federal government, specifically to allow people to know that the window for enrollment has been reduced from a three-month period to a roughly six-week period beginning at November 1st and concluding December 15th.
Don Rooney, State Capitol.